This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before you were good, a lot of holes in the tunnels. Open your mouth, the whole know I'm a dentist. Flow so cold, don't know where it's headed. So gonna go when a ghost in my head.
I'm here the podcast, yeah, you know his name. I'm here the podcast, I listen to it every day. If I'm here the podcast, get my rights going fast. If I'm here the podcast, I put you on a fucking blast.
Before you were good, a lot of holes in the tunnels. Open your mouth, the whole know I'm a dentist. Flow so cold, don't know where it's headed. So gonna go when a ghost in my head. If I were you,
yo, Jake on the mic and the kind of guy, you know, you make it, but think, and I'm doing lots of things, and then there's on the head, I'm sitting on the chin.
That's good.
Yeah, I could do the third verse, right?
Yeah, the mumble verse.
Right, it's perfect because if you don't have a rhyme, you just sort of say it, you scat.
Yeah, but
that made them $4 million.
But it's really blurry cash, so they can't use it. Dave, you said that mumble rap is big?
Skirt!
I hate that.
Yeah. Mumble rap is huge.
Go back to Howdy.
Squeak has become Skirt.
You've already moved on from the character you created 6 days ago.
That's correct.
That's how fast we're cycling through shit nowadays. What do you know about mumble rap?
Everything. What do you want to know?
Who started it and why?
It's a Hotlanta sort of basis, a little bit of Southern tang, a little bit of Louisiana spirit to it.
Okay.
You don't need to check up on these facts.
But you have heard of it before?
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of that Gucci man. It's a little bit of that trap, trap, trap.
Gucci man, Gucci man, Gucci man, Gucci man.
Yeah.
That's Gucci gang.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Drake too. He like raps in like a very boring voice, like I know when. So if you like turn up the mumbling on him up to like 10, that's
she
what.
Said. Do you mumble? I tell her.
Be mumble. I think sit down.
Migos is like a lot of mumbling too, I think, and they're pretty big these days. You know, it's I think it's basically like the rap becomes the melody of the song.
Oh, as words, lyrics sort of become the beat.
For
we're
sure.
Definitely the four people to be talking about.
That's for
sure. Is clear.
Yeah. We're the foremost aficionados on hip hop, urban culture.
Yeah, you heard the way Dave said Hotlanta.
That's enough.
What's wrong with the way I say Hotlanta?
I guess that's fine compared to the way you say skirt, skirt.
Well, Jeff and Dave, thanks for coming on the podcast. Two guests for the price of fun.
You guys have never met before, is that correct?
That's incorrect.
We've cool. never locked eyes, I think, is
yeah.
what you mean.
And I guess no. I'm scared too.
Let's try.
I fear what I'll see.
Or what I won't see.
That's what scares. Oh, we didn't even say who that was. That was the Butter Boys from Ontario, Canada.
Ontario?
That's right.
What cool. are you saying about Southern twang?
Oh!
Got him!
Southern
it's
Canada.
The appropriation of culture is what it is.
Right.
Another topic. we should be talking about.
Says the guy who said skirt.
You're wearing an Indian headdress right now.
Howdy, folks. All right. Anyway, thanks for that, the Butter Boys from Ontario, Canada.
They have nothing to shout out.
Is Winnipeg or Calgary in Ontario? Do you think you know?
Yeah, they're both there.
Is Toronto in Ontario?
Yep.
Yeah, they're all in the same.
All right. So British Columbia.
That's where Vancouver is.
Vancouver, yeah. And I believe Calgary is.
Oh, really?
That's not correct.
Ontario is Winnipeg. You don't have to check up on these facts either.
Ontario is like the whole, it's a whole region, it looks like.
Right.
And that's, I think all of Ontario is east of Winnipeg.
Oh, shit. Is Winnipeg Alberta?
No, it's Manitoba.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Calgary is Alberta. And Vancouver is British Columbia.
No shit.
So our shows are actually three different provinces.
Are they three different time zones?
Ooh, good question. Canada doesn't have time. Yeah, it hasn't gotten there yet.
It's a place where time is not. So Vancouver is PST. This I remember. And I think that, I think there are three different time zones.
Damn.
It's Central Time Zone in Winnipeg, Mountain Time in Calgary.
Do they know your schedule next week and the week after? Crazy it is?
I don't think so. Well, when this comes out on Monday, we're going to be in Winnipeg on Tuesday.
Yes, when this comes out, we'll be packing our bags for Winnipeg.
That's right.
Then from there, we go to Calgary, then Vancouver. Then we fly to Austin for South By.
Yeah,
and then you come back home to just change over your luggage, and then you go to Israel for 10 days.
Yeah, and then I'll be in Israel. Anyway, but enough about my schedule.
See Amir in Tel Aviv.
cash me outside.
A loose 13. Stand up for the first time.
I'm going to go half English, chetzi ivrit. That means half Hebrew. David, you know what I'm talking about.
Israel's having some issues right now. Right?
Let's get into it.
Netanyahu is a bit of a Netanyahu.
You can't see that. Three Mossad agents just... what's it called with the ropes going down?
Yeah. We all saw a mess with the Zohan.
And now you're watching Fauda.
Yeah, I am watching Fauda.
Clam Fauda. All right, let's get to some questions. This is an advice podcast. First and foremost, if I were you, the only advice podcast on the internet that we host, sometimes just me and Jake, sometimes we have a friend here. Today we have two. That's no small joke.
And Dave has left Jeff hanging.
Oh, he's...
Ouch. He won't even turn his head. There
he is. He was giving him the fist for anyone not watching at home.
That's awesome, Dave.
Nice. All right, here's a good one just to get us started, just to get our feet wet. This one is called, Am I Gonna Get Laid? Which is also the subject to every email we receive.
Yes, that's the subtext to all of life.
Am I gonna get laid, writes Jeff. Do you have a fake guy's name?
Saunter.
Saunter?
Of course.
Last name?
Krind.
Spelt?
K-R-A-U-D.
I like that.
Saunter Krind?
Yes.
Last week, writes Saunter, a girl who is in my close...
His name is spelled like Saunter Krond. Like it should... K-R-A-U... It looks like it should rhyme, or at least be, but it's not. It's Krind?
Krind. And it's not a silent N... But it's pronounced and not in the spelling.
HN question mark?
Exactly right.
Last week, a girl who's in my close friend circle told me that she thought I was cute and has had a crush on me since high school. I don't mind at all, and in fact, I was really flattered. She's a gosh darn dime piece, so it was a great boost of confidence going into the rest of the week. The biggest obstacle, however, is that she lives three states away. We've been talking a lot more since she told me that, and we came to agree on a weekend that we could go to a semi-halfway point, spend some time together. She was into the idea and recommended that we get stoned, watch the new season of Twin Peaks together in an Airbnb. Hot, right? So my question is, am I going to get laid? The signs feel like it can happen, but I don't want to be a dick and overstep my bounds with a friend. Thank you. Love, Saunter? Last name? Crimed into whatever you
crime. Who says I can't get stoned? Book an Airbnb in loans.
What is
what is that?
He doesn't have the cash for the B&B. He needs to get at what the is very
that
the least.
What is that to the tune of?
Who Says by John Mayer?
Now, finally, an
I would have known Why Georgia
about.
Why, and that's it. Or maybe Neon.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Am I going to get laid?
Yes, it seems like you will, right? He's essentially inviting you to a motel to get high and do drugs and watch television.
To get high and do drugs?
Well, there could be LSD in the mix, too.
Why do you think that?
Because weed's a gateway drug. I want to do
fucking LSD at a VRBO.
Nice.
How's that for a first date, man?
Get my DS'd on LSD in an Airbnb.
I'm on acid and on Trivago. Can we just get a quaint little mountain house somewhere?
The price was matched, and I'm in her snatch.
Meaning you didn't get the Airbnb?
We didn't get the Airbnb, and I didn't get laid.
Very
two
fair.
Bedrooms, two dime bags.
I embellished the story.
I don't, what do you guys think? I feel weird.
I think he'll be resting her face between her Twin Peaks.
Nice.
That was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that he's right to say that the signs are looking good.
Yeah.
But you never want to. It sounds like a date. Like, you can make the leap from, like, oh, we're friends, to, oh, this sounds sort of like a date, but not like, hey, we're friends, to, I'm going to go fuck this girl.
Yeah, maybe she's not
well,
thinking about
that.
Well,
she says she has a crush, and then she's asking.
So I'm saying, I think
her at like a place.
Right, I think they'll smooch.
To do drugs and watch
TV. It sounds like a first date. They're romantically inclined. You never know what's going to happen on a first date. It could go fine.
A sleepover first date? An overnight first date?
Yeah. Shit about a sleepover. They're getting stoned during the day at an Airbnb.
So they're going to an Airbnb for a couple hours and not sleeping
there? They could.
One and a half states away?
I think your instinct to temper his expectations is right and good.
Thank you.
And I'll give you daps for that.
Thank you. It sounds like there's a butt coming. And
but
No.
Speaking from experience, I think like when she reached out to him, told him this, went out on a limb, because what did she have to lose? They don't go to high school together anymore. They live three states away.
Correct.
So it's like, I'm just going to tell him that I'm into him, and then whatever happens, happens. But because of that, I think why she doesn't want to date him. She doesn't want to date him three states away.
Oh, and so you're saying this has like the tones of a booty call rather than
I think
a first
she's
date.
Booty calling him. So I think he's almost right. I mean, not to assume that it's going to happen, but like, you're not going to date somebody from high school when you're living three states away. Mm-hmm. And you don't meet in the middle for a first date and then part your ways.
It sounds like she could be super lonely, because I wouldn't go a state and a half away to get... Actually, no, I...
Yes, you would. That. You absolutely
I
would.
Definitely... I've done worse.
Yes.
What's the longest you've traveled for a first date?
For a first... I mean, just to fuck, I think I've probably... 6 hours in a car.
6 hours.
Taking a flight.
Christ.
When you drove down to James Madison to give me an over-the-pants hand job. I appreciate
an
it.
An over-the-pants, under-the-radar hand
job. So I think that's... I think that you can reasonably expect that this is more than friends and it's romantic, but you can't reasonably expect anything beyond that. Who knows what the kind of pace that she's trying to set.
Can we say definitely smooching and then she'll see how it goes from there?
You could always blow it. So I don't even think you can expect smooching, but you can definitely expect that you're walking into a potentially romantic situation.
Is Twin Peaks sort of like a sexy romantic sci-fi show, or is there like elements of like, has anyone here seen the show or not?
I've seen episodes, but not of the new version.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like, because she said Twin Peaks, so they must have talked about this show in the past.
I mean, she's literally invited him to Netflix and chill.
Yes.
That is what it is.
Well, at the very least, they're going to sleep together.
That's the most.
Well, no, not have sex, but they at least are in the same bed.
You think, because they're going to get stoned and have a nap.
No, they're going to stay the night. They're not going to drive to and from.
I still think that there's a chance during the day. He didn't say anything.
A day date? That's a state and a half? Wait, if you're three states away, does that mean there's two states in between you two? Or does that mean there's three states in between?
It also fucking depends on the states, frankly. Because if he's if he's in Minnesota driving to Idaho or whatever, then that's
I'm serious.
She's in Seattle. He's in San Diego.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a fucking
that two states away?
Yes.
But like,
that's not three states away.
What if...
She's in Alaska and he's in Arizona.
He's in Connecticut and she's in Massachusetts. Then that's easy. You meet in Providence and you know what? Newport. There's some really cute little beach cottages there.
Yeah, I'm on Airbnb right now.
They're
doing
not for
a quick
sure
search.
There.
I just am really going to suggest you guys check out Newport. Newport, Rhode Island.
All right, final advice
is what?
That's
my unsolicited advice this week, too.
What is it? Your final advice is to go there not expecting anything.
That's my advice to going
hoping for the best, but
every
expecting
single day,
the worst.
But I think you're correct to assume that this is potentially romantic. proceed with caution and optimism.
And does anybody disagree with that? I'm staring at you, Dave.
No, Jake's completely right. Don't expect anything. You can't expect anything of anyone. But make sure she pays her fair share of that Airbnb. Habsies down the middle.
We're going Dutch and Danish country.
I would just say be prepared, but don't expect anything. So don't expect it from a mental standpoint, but be prepared physically. I'm talking dental dams. I'm talking strawberry lubricant.
Mental
man. She gets a peek at his overnight bag. Actually, my Netflix subscription ran out. And I have to go back to Idaho now.
And then with that bit of advice, would you say, would you bet on him getting laid or not?
Mm.
If I were a betting man, which I am, I would bet on him getting laid.
Anybody want to take that bet? We can email this guy.
That seems like it has a bunch of things that I don't want to get involved in.
All right, Dave's taking the bet. Awesome.
What are the stakes?
It's actually toxic masculinity at its worst. I don't want to be any part
of it. That's it at its worst?
Yeah.
It doesn't get worse than betting on two strangers and whether or not they'll have sex.
She's All That. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have.
With Freddie Prince?
Yeah. Where they Senior? Bet on the ugly girl getting hot again.
Has a happy really? Ending.
I guess everyone won in that situation.
I feel like that couldn't get made today. That seems like
imagine going into a room and pitching that to a bunch of executives.
Yeah, that'd be stupid. Like, yeah.
But she's like fucking ugly and she has glasses and overalls.
It's Amy Pascal.
I call that pitch a penguin because that shit wouldn't fly today.
Well, does that assume that? But penguins used to fly?
Yeah. Penguins used to fly, exactly right. Thanks for fucking explaining.
Exactly flight.
Nice. Exactly nice. All right, here's another one. Dave, do you have a female's name?
Cherry.
Last name?
Poppers.
So this is a stripper, I'm assuming.
How dare you?
Cherry. Don't talk about my fictional name like that.
And don't talk about toxic masculinity.
Ever again. My fiance and I are getting married this summer in August.
It's Jill.
And I'm planning our honeymoon. I've told him that
well,
we're
that's
going.
Not Jill.
I've told him we're going on a road trip to Portland and Seattle, and I've told him that it's all booked. And I've made reservations for different activities, except that it's all lies. I've actually booked a trip to New York City, baby. My question is, how should I tell him that we're going to New York? He keeps telling me how excited he is to go down to Portland and Seattle. So I feel like I should tell him sooner rather than later because I don't want to get too excited about this road trip. Or should I keep it a secret until the actual wedding? If you do end up reading this, I should warn you that he does listen to your podcast religiously, so it's possible that he'd find out through you two. Any suggestions on where to go in New York?
Yeah.
Thanks for your advice.
Secret so the onion. Advice, he already knows now, right? He does know.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Also, that last part, the advice she's seeking is where should we go in New York?
Right, not how to tell him or if this was a good idea.
This is
that's
him
right.
her telling him.
Yeah.
The problem as
so
I see
so congrats,
it,
you're going to New York City.
The problem as I see it is that the fool, the trick, fake trip, might be better than the real one she has planned. So, like, when she pulls that switch on him, he might be genuinely
bummed.
Well,
that's only to you who spent too much time in New York. Like, say they're
but maybe
from,
to this guy, too.
What if they're from Manitoba and they've never been anywhere?
Yeah,
in
it does say go down to Portland, Seattle. So, I assume it's coming from a Canadian
right.
town.
So, it's like we're going to go to Portland and Seattle for the first time or New York for the first time. I think that there's a believable argument on either side that one is better than the other.
Yeah, but not one is objectively better than the other.
What are you talking about?
New York is
the center of fashion, the economy, food, cinema.
Cinema?
Yeah, cinema.
New York is the center of cinema?
That's correct.
That's the one thing that LA has over it.
Hollywood, New York.
Music.
33rd and 4th.
Pop culture.
What about Hotlanta?
Advertising.
All right, so
yeah, let's go to the center of advertising.
You're my madman, baby. So would you say she should spoil the surprise at this point or just keep it going?
No, I think if she had the inclination to surprise him with New York, then it must mean that he would be equally excited about New York.
That's a dangerous surprise, the honeymoon surprise, because there's some planning that has to go into it.
Right.
Would you ever consider surprise honeymooning?
I would consider a surprise honeymoon, but I would not consider a it's fake like a, out honeymoon.
Yeah, it's like a bait and switch, which is different than a surprise.
Oh, right? That a surprise is like, don't let's not plan any, or I'm not going to tell you what the plan is, but you're going to be surprised.
It probably depends on like what kind of person the fiance is, though. Like, is he a guy that gets super into like restaurant research and like is there's a problem if they're going to Portland and Seattle and doing a road trip, and this guy has like researched national parks and like breweries, and he's like bought a camera to take pictures of all the beautiful foliage around,
a foliage camera,
And then all of a sudden you're like, and we're going to New York. The weather is also different.
The concrete jungle, folks.
Yeah, we're going to Bushwick.
It's still
instead,
a dangerous
baby.
City. People think it's safe. It's not.
Why is it not?
If you look at a map of the gangs in New York, there's a ton of gangs in Manhattan.
You're fear-mongering. They're going to New York for
that's
that.
That's not true. You can get hurt in New York, dude. No, don't fuck around with Brooklyn still, yo. My brother lives in Brooklyn. What up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
Sorry, don't fuck with Brooklyn because your brother Jeff lives in a really nice railroad apartment in Williamsburg.
It's dangerous.
And there's gangs in New York.
Dangerous?
It is.
Williamsburg?
Some parts.
Not the Lorimer stop, Jeff. Not the Lorimer stop, buddy.
Anyway, I'm sorry for anyone.
You lived on the Upper East Side.
I also lived in Spanish Harlem for a year, and it was scary.
It got dicey in that Gristides. So this guy probably already knows, right? At this point, whether she's told him or he's finding out now for the first time.
Yeah.
Surprise! You're going to New York City. Where should you go to New York in August?
I would take a cruise around the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty good.
3 hours, potentially a nighttime one with an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Ooh.
Of mostly pasta.
a shitload of Italian food in a small little boat.
And go to Brooklyn Ball. It's a great spot. And that's pretty much it.
That's it.
And then head back to
museums.
Being in a boat and being in Brooklyn is like not even. So you're not even telling them to go into Manhattan at all.
Well, because of the gangs.
Yeah. down near Ludlow. It's real bad.
And Staten Island. Take the ferry there. Spend the day in Staten Island.
See the Godfather house and then call it a trip.
What do you think someone should do? One should do in New York City.
I've never done it, but I hear good things about the pizza tour because it has the best pizza in New York. And,
you're pushing your friend's pizza tour. That's what's happening.
You better get
right
a kickback on that.
Maybe we will. But
go check out Scott's my brother's railway apartment. It's pretty cool. He'll make you a
what's
dish.
The address there?
That's one.
Don't.
I'll bleep it out.
He'll do it.
One Main Street, Brooklyn, New York.
He'd love to have you though, and he's a great cook.
Mm. I think walking over the Brooklyn Bridge is cool for people that have never been there. The High Line, that's a good park.
Oh, yeah, and do the city bikes. Rent the bikes and bike over the Williamsburg Bridge, right?
All right. Jeff, Central do you have anything park. To add to this now New York tourism podcast that we're hosting for some reason?
My favorite pizza spot is by FIT on like 27th Street. It's a dollar slice place that's pretty good.
Two Brothers.
Your favorite pizza spot is a place that's pretty good.
Well, I don't
you
like
just
pizza.
Described your favorite pizza spot.
Well, now my favorite pizza spot is here.
What
but
is
in
it?
New York. It's called Pizzana. It's in Brentwood. It's really fucking good. Jonathan Gold says it's more authentic than some pizza he's had in Italy.
Holy shit.
Yeah. No, it's that really
sounds
good.
Impossible.
I went there like a month ago. It was amazing.
Cool.
All right. Let's take...
No, the best... Everyone has to say their favorite pizza spot in New York now.
My favorite pizza spot?
Yeah.
In New York?
Yep.
City?
Yep.
Grimaldi's in Brooklyn.
Mine is Vinny's in Williamsburg.
Vinny's is not good pizza.
Yes, it is.
It's drunk pizza.
It is. It's
have you ever had it
pizza.
Sober?
Yes, I've had it sober many times, and it's fucking delicious. Their crust is good.
Their crust.
I'm not even talking.
Everyone's favorite part. That, you know, the crust, part people throw away? Paper plates good?
People fucking love crust.
Crust is not the same as a paper plate.
It's discarded. It's trash. It's
not.
Garbage.
I eat the crust. You don't eat the crust?
I eat the crust,
I eat the crust too, actually. But a lot of people don't.
Dave, do you eat
I
the
don't
crust?
Think it's a lot of people, though. I think you're wrong there.
The crust is the part I like least on the pizza.
Gotta.
I'm more of a tip guy. I just bite the tips of pizzas.
Which is why you're starting
the
that
whole
pizza
entire,
tip
the rest
restaurant.
Of the pizza is the crust.
Just the tip.
Now, this is my question to you guys. Do you do the fold?
I'm a fold.
I'm a
folder.
Fold.
Yeah.
You never.
Because folding is like you're only
it reduces the pizza in half.
Outside.
It's like a sandwich in that regard. You should fold it somehow the that other makes way. Me feel better about eating it. Like in my mind, a grilled cheese is healthier than a slice of pizza.
Why?
Hmm?
Huh? And a lasagna is the most healthy one of all.
Lasagna is just pasta cake.
Which sounds good.
Hot take.
Wait, what's your favorite pizza?
I liked artichoke when I was in.
Wow, that is a soupy, thick, creamy slice.
Yeah, a soupy pizza. I like my pizza. I like, it does, like all
it
my
does say a lot about all of our personalities.
Yeah, you are an artichoke slice. Yeah. You're thick and creamy.
Every food could be a soup if you think about it.
Yeah, I guess if you blend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk.
This is the happiest I've seen you
since. Milk can be a soup.
A mushroom creamy milk soup.
Yeah, that is what artichoke is. All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors, and we'll come back with some unsolicited advice.
Skirt! Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Jeffrey James, what is your...
Oh, it's a letter that I... Mom, I'm coming!
Gross. Friends, this is let... Well, let me start off with a theory.
Actually, we're out of time.
So, yeah, of course.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Because it's going to sound like a far-fetched idea. A far-fetched idea.
Mm-hmm. Dave loves it already.
Sounds like a cry idea to me.
Baby Davey style. I truly believe that we are entering a new jazz age.
Mumble jazz.
Scat
boom,
of
boom,
sorts.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now think about it. The original jazz age happened in the 20s, right? Fresh off the heels of a war.
I don't know.
And we're currently coming off, and I believe this, that the war on Christmas is ending this year, right? We're saying Christmas.
So you're comparing the war on Christmas to World War I?
You're saying Christmas in, what, March?
I already know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
What is it?
Donald Duck in a suit.
How does that relate to Christmas?
It isn't. It's unrelated, but I plan in advance. So the war on Christmas is ending this year.
What's
we're
your
fresh
advice?
Off that. The heels of that war.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Thinking about the Me Too movement, the empowerment of women.
Uh-huh.
In the 20s, there was the empowerment of women, the rise of companionate marriages, right?
There's also lots of other wars going on. Just besides the war on Christmas, there's the
those
war
are,
in Iraq,
yeah,
Afghanistan.
We already mentioned the Israel Syria thing. That's fine. Okay. That's absolutely fine.
Real wars, basically.
Yeah. What affects us in this room?
Yemen.
Christmas.
What?
I'm big into Yemen.
I'm sorry you
opened
this up.
Go on. The phenomena of the new woman arose in the 1920s, right?
I don't know. You keep saying right.
Women being more independent, being obsessed with consumerism.
Okay.
And now here we are approaching 2020, mm-hmm, right?
A century later.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we need to be prepared. We need to start preparing for a jazz age.
That's the advice that we need to prepare for a jazz age?
Go to that party.
I'm kind of with them on this.
Text that girl and don't think twice about it. Don't think what she's doing or do I seem desperate. Just text her and live free. We're entering a new jazz age, gentlemen, and I'll be damned if I'm not
these
Gatsby.
Okay. I'm actually fucking into it. That was good. That was impassioned. It's the roaring 20s.
Absolutely.
They're back.
And it's also, I mean, we're
well,
after
not the
this
20s,
administration,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be more carefree. I remember the Obama years. I didn't think about politics.
That's right. So 2020.
Yes.
You're telling people in 2020, they'll get to be happy again.
They'll get to be happy. They'll get to throw large parties, champagne and all.
And what can they do if your advice is that things are going to start being really fun,
yes,
in the 20s?
Absolutely.
What's the advice?
Be prepared. Buy a new suit.
Be prepared. A Donald Duck suit, if you will.
I'm throwing an Oscars party on Sunday. Or I guess yesterday when the time this comes out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations to 3 billboards. Right?
Wow, you're going for it.
So
that could either be as like Jeff called the shot or Jeff was sarcastic.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to win.
Okay.
And I'm serious about this. It's my working theory, and I am on the record now. I wanted to do this so that it would be on the record. I truly believe we're entering a new jazz age.
So okay. Do you think that jazz music is coming back, or you're thinking just like the vibe?
It already has. Look at who's the most enigmatic star right now. Frank Ocean? That's jazz.
Jazz
is
rap.
Is he the most enigmatic
jazz
star?
Jazz rap. Rex Orange County, there's jazz there. Yeah. Wolf Peck, there's funk and jazz there.
I think a lot of people forget
Bruno Mars,
in terms of
is
like
he jazzy?
The dating
pop
scene, that going to jazz clubs is like, that's how you go on dates, right?
Exactly.
That's how adults go on dates.
Continental club style.
Oh,
and that brings me to my final point. People are hooking up off their phones, dude.
What?
Bumble and all.
Bumble style.
I met my girlfriend on the lead, right?
Yeah, okay.
The LinkedIn of dating apps.
Is that good?
Jazz.
Is this a safe place? I don't like jazz.
What?
I think it's like...
I think people that don't like jazz haven't listened to enough jazz.
No, I've listened to lots of jazz. It doesn't take.
Louis Armstrong?
Doesn't do anything.
Ella Fitzgerald?
Love her. No, I do not like jazz.
That's interesting.
I mean, like, I like it as much as I like country music, which is this thing. I can, like, listen to it and appreciate why somebody might like it, but be like, this, to me, doesn't sound like anything.
That's valid.
I guess... I should not equate jazz and country music, though, because I think jazz is objectively more influential and interesting than country music. Maybe it's more like jazz and I honestly can't think of another kind of music that I don't like, though.
To me, Dixie, I grew up listening to, like, my first, like, record that I bought was Louis Armstrong.
So, like, or Hello Dolly. So I grew up on Dixieland-style New Orleans jazz. See,
I wish my parents, like, it seemed like they were on a mission to make me not cool. I grew up listening to Billy Joel.
That's awesome. Well, that's, I mean, it's a...
But it makes me a very, very
my
not,
first
like,
CD was The G-Code by Juvenile.
The Great. G-Code? What songs are on
G-Code.
That? What songs are on
that? Yeah. Is that Back That Ass Up? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Back that, yeah. Yeah, Back That Ass Up might be on 400 Degrees, which...
Got it.
It's also a Juvenile album.
So, Jess' first CD was Louis Armstrong's, and yours was Juvenile's Back That Ass Up.
Can I see both of your wallets?
I've actually cleaned out my wallet.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's. Well, I'm missing my credit card because I left it at Blind Barber.
Wow. All right, so Jeff's got the... You left it at Blind Barber? That was last week.
Yeah, but I mean, it's tough to go to Highland Park from USC.
Yeah, good man.
I actually don't have my wallet on me.
Oh, right. Dave left his wallet in his vest downstairs.
I left it in the Uber Pool Express. $4. $4 this morning.
Just,
really?
Just so everybody knows, though, Jeff has a very sleek, what would you call this, an exo-wallet, the minimalist?
Yeah.
It's, card holder.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a card holder. Mm-hmm. It's outward facing.
Meanwhile, Dave, your wallet's not here, but I do know that it is so thick that you don't have it in your pocket. It doesn't fit in your pocket.
I got a lot of business cards.
Why?
That I'm not handing out.
Oh, your business cards.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a lot of your business cards.
That's correct. Twinnovation Labs.
With a Z at the end.
It's a fellowship.
Founder of the David.
That's an idea. The Twinnovation Fellowship.
Yeah, we're already
fostering
working
young talent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very you guys should talent. Adopt orphans.
Talent in quotation marks.
What?
I was just saying that it's not.
Huh?
It wouldn't actually be talented people that would apply to this.
What do you mean?
Because it's
orphans like, can't be talented?
No, that's I never what he said.
Sounds I like didn't. Your toxic masculinity is yeah. bleeding
who
through.
Do you think would win in a fight? Speaking of toxic masculinity, you, Amir, or Dave?
What are you talking about? Yeah. Why would Amir even be in the running? I have so much anger behind my eyes. People don't understand.
Well, Amir's been working out.
He's, yeah,
he's
but
pretty, doesn't matter.
He,
likes
I'm not
he doesn't
big.
Have that. I was born from hate.
You have okay. You were Bane?
Yeah. I have pain so deep in me that I think I could pull out Amir's throat if I wanted to. Take Jesus. His Adam's apple.
Yeah.
I've been sharpening the ends of my fingertips so that.
I hate that. I don't want that.
A, to learn how to play the mandolin, and B, to be able to crush his throat.
How about we're doing a show together at South By, right?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. Yes. Twinnovation and If I Were You. If we sell out, which we're dangerously close to... you can kill me on stage. End of the show. You lift me up and do a Mortal
Kombat
fatality.
Well, I'm doing the arm
fatality.
Wrestling. I'm doing the Nick Rad arm wrestling.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wait. So are you trained for that? How do you feel?
I feel pretty good right now.
Which arm are you doing, right?
I think we're going to do 4 out of 7 alternating each arm because I'm actually stronger in my left arm than my right arm, even though I'm right-handed.
Interesting.
I can't tell you why. But I am.
So we all know it's masturbating, but yeah.
Right, left until somebody's won 4?
I guess.
It seems like arm too wrestling is pretty objective. Like, if you lose one pretty handily, I don't see you coming back.
So then maybe it's 2 out of 3 alternate.
No, I like the 7-game
I mean, I like the
thing,
idea of seeing
endurance
you...
as well as strength.
That's right. True.
Which is where you might get Nick.
Yeah. A marathon, not a sprint.
Should we take the over-under here?
I think,
how many games?
I think Nick takes it in 4.
Yeah, so 4.5 is the over-under. And you'd go under 4.5
yeah.
games.
You think Nick's going to win every one?
Yes.
Amir, you do as well?
I say I'll give you 1. Maybe you win your first lefty.
The only thing I could imagine is Nick throwing a couple to make it like interesting and like building up the hype.
Well, I don't get why he's good at this.
I don't get it.
You're wrestling him.
I don't get it either, but you've never won, and you've also never come close, and every time he arm wrestles you, he kind of laughs. So, like...
I guess that's why I'm angry.
I might Wow, I've never seen you admit that. So that
I might
was
take
cool
the
moment.
Underdog, Dave in 7.
Wow.
Dave in yeah. 7.
I'll throw the
2016
match.
NBA Finals style.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get suspended for Game 5, mount a comeback, and
I
steal
it. I did just... I'm worried, though, because Jeff, Mike, and I sort of have this plan.
Yeah.
And I bought this costume yesterday, and I'm worried that I'm worried that they're tricking me into wearing a costume and that the rest of them aren't going to wear anything. And
you
then,
can't let that affect you. You got to embrace it.
And I'm going to look like a jackass walking onto stage in a costume.
Are you? But I mean, you guys all walk out together.
The costume's like kind of much. Like it was, Carnell texted me yesterday, like, oh, you get that. I'm not going to say what it is.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, did you buy that
you
costume?
You are saying a lot.
Yeah. So I bought this costume.
What is it? Have you worn diapers on stage before? Have you put pantyhose on your face?
This might be a little bit intense.
That's worse.
Last year, Jeff ripped
his pants
jeans off and revealing jorts.
Yeah, for sure.
That was awesome.
It was awesome, yeah.
The way you're describing it, I see like you're dressing up as Hitler or something.
No.
You seem nervous.
I'm a little nervous. I'm just nervous that they're going to fucking, they're throwing me under the bus here. I think they're planning a big joke on me, me to buy this costume.
Dave is nervous about being embarrassed on stage. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, you tried to chug a gallon of milk on
stage. I didn't try to. I did.
You also banged your knee.
You did like three.
That's not true.
You banged your knee on the way up, injured yourself, couldn't finish a gallon of milk, and then limped off stage. And you're worried that this show will embarrass you?
I guess you're right.
Anyway, you can kill me, and you can watch that after our show. All right, let's answer one last question. This one's a short one, but we thought it would be apropos, which is the subject. Oh wait, Jeff, do you have a guy's name?
Yeah. How about UFO? But it doesn't stand for what you think. Those are his initials.
Oh, got it. So like Ulysses Ford Oliver.
Wrong. It's Albright.
Uh huh.
Frontal.
Got it.
Oral.
All right, I have to shake that off. UFO writes, any chance of coming to Ohio in the next 4 years? Asking for a friend.
Asking for a fiend.
You've been angling for us to do a show in Cleveland, right?
I think the time is this summer.
And really it's not. This summer.
Yes, because somebody actually posted on the subreddit, they were like, when are you coming to the Midwest?
Oh, that's good.
So we don't have to do the full Rust Belt tour, but I say we do a one-off Cleveland show.
And
one-off, like not even go to Chicago.
I mean, we could go to Chicago for fun.
Here's my idea. Let's do it the day LeBron leaves. So when is free agency?
July 1st? I don't want to do it anymore.
We'll do a show. And if he stays, the whole city is going to be a buzz. It's going to be a fucking awesome atmosphere. LeBron's back. Jake and Amir. Maybe Jeff, Dave, whoever the fuck will do a show there. He leaves. People are, I don't know, burning his jersey again, or that's not going to be the case.
I think if he left, I, as a Clevelander, born and raised, would be fine.
Okay,
I'd be sad, but I wouldn't be upset.
He delivered the championship that was promised.
He delivered on his promise, and also, like, it's a lot of stress with this shit, because it's like, if it was just Kyrie's team, then it's like, there's no real pressure. I don't care if, I mean, like, I'd love for them to win the championship, but if they don't, it's fine.
Right.
But now it's like, I'm so invested in the LeBron-Jordan debate that I'm like, he's got to win this one. And I hate the Warriors. And I'm buddies with Steve Kerr's son.
I'm sorry for opening up this box. I say we do a show in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The day of free
agency. July 8th?
Yeah, I think it's the first week of July.
It's July 1st, but like he probably decides within a week.
Yeah, he won't make his decision right away because he likes to hold fucking
teams. It definitely depends how they do in the playoffs.
That's true.
We're back in the finals already, though.
Dave?
I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. What do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about basketball?
No, I was just saying, will you do a show in Cleveland with us?
If Kristaps Porzingis is there, then nice. I'll be
absolutely
there.
Will not.
Or how about this for
an
audible?
I can't do a show on the first half of a friend's wedding that day.
Okay, never mind.
Right. Fair. Sorry.
We'll do a show in Cincinnati in August then.
Oh, Sabo would be happy.
Oh, shit, though. You know what? The week, from July 9th through the 13th.
That's my sister's wedding.
Really?
The 7th.
I can't believe we're planning.
Oh, really?
Edit that out. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
All right.
It's
well,
my sister's birthday, by the way, today, not the day that this comes out, but I'm going to give her a shout out right now.
Got it.
Also, Bieber's.
And you think she'll listen to this?
Maybe. What's her name again? Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
She lives in my hometown.
She splits her time between New Haven and like across the street from the old College Humor office. So like.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Following in your footsteps.
All right.
Probably sat on the same seat on the Metro North.
Oh, that's creepy.
Should we try to answer one last question?
Of course.
All right. This one is from a lady. Dave, why don't you give us a lady's name?
Lassie.
Lassie. I like that.
Classy Lassie.
Classy Lassie. Right.
Classy Lassie. Or Dassy Lassie.
Or Crassy Lassie.
Nice.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Nasty Lassie.
No, we have a couple more Lassie things.
Nasty
to say.
Lassie. I have a huge crush on my younger brother's best friend.
Nice.
Hot. That is fuck. Yeah, that's the goddamn
that's
dream.
Hot. Yeah.
How many young brother's friends like fuck dream that this email is being written about them?
Yeah. Well, shout out to your sister. She has a younger brother. Maybe she has a crush on one of your best friends.
Doubtful. All my friends are fugly.
And I keep it that way on purpose. Along with his green eyes, I'm a sucker for his charming and funny personality. I realized I was into him when he was 19 and I was 24, and I've been ignoring these feelings for 5 years. I see him a few times a week, and we all go to the beach together regularly.
This is written by the friend. This is fanfic written by the guy.
We go to the beach regularly? He and I became close over the years and confide in each other, sometimes even meet for drinks without anyone else coming along. In both sober and alcohol-fueled environments, I've noticed what seems like sexual tension between us, and sometimes I think like he's flirting, but I'm never positive. I'd have made a move a long time ago if the situation weren't so nuanced. He's younger than me, our families are close, and we share a lot of mutual friends. If I'm rejected, it'll ruin our friendship. Plus, I'd be embarrassed, and he'd definitely tell my brother, who'd get upset. If he's into it, my brother would be really upset and it would cause a rift between us and also between him and his friend. So should I go for it or should I leave this alone and secretly pine forever? Love. The
classy lassie.
Classy lassie.
Sweaty.
That was hot.
Yeah. It seems like it's just, she only told us the both options and both of them came with negative consequences. Like if I fail, my brother would be mad. But if it succeeds, then my brother will be really mad.
Right.
But is it worth it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only worth it if you get married.
Wrong.
That's not true.
Because he'll get, what if he gets pissed and then you just date him for 3 weeks and then your brother's mad at you forever?
Do the secret relationship. That way everything works out. Like keeping it secret has the benefits of adding that sultry secret agent spice to it.
Your brother used to say to me, keep it secret, keep it safe.
Yeah.
No, you guys are so fucking shady.
No, it helps.
You always have fucking secrets. You know,
a secret relationship is so much sexier.
Do it in the open.
No.
I'm not saying tell the brother beforehand, but tell him early. Tell him early.
Jeff dated your sister for how long without you knowing?
I don't think it was that long.
It was.
Exactly.
And it was.
it was a couple weeks, and it was bad, but it's not as bad as it could have been.
What do you mean?
If he had done it for a year and then told me, I would have been pissed.
It's secret.
I don't begrudge them having their like
James
secret
Bond.
Sexy thing for
do
a
I have to
bit.
Say anything more? Secret villain, secret subplots. It's like you're cheating on your.
I think
you feel
it out on your own. But once you have a sense of where it's gonna go, you have to tell the brother.
No, lie
until the wedding.
Just have a secret, fun, secret relationship.
That's nice.
That way, no one has to know. And if it doesn't
work out, you don't have
to be embarrassed.
Nah. Look, I'm somewhere in between you two because I think they're already meeting for drinks and going to the beach. They're already like emotionally dating,
Definitely.
Like not dating, going steady, but like going on emotional dates.
I'm with that.
So just like if they should fuck and then it's like if they want it to go further, then they tell the brother. But if they just want it to be on the low key, I think it's better that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
What's the brother? What do you think the brother's name is?
Vaughn.
What Vaughny doesn't know won't hurt him.
Vaughny doesn't
but
know.
She's also worried
Vaughny
about
doesn't know.
But she's also worried about making the first move, right? Because it can be embarrassing if she gets turned down.
Yeah, but
she's
not going to get turned down.
As long as I'm reading the situation right here, you're safe to make the first move.
If I haven't worked with you before, I'm not just going to get a drink with you.
Yeah, do you guys ever get drinks with girls that they're not interested in?
Oh, actually, I do.
You do?
I've never done that.
I have a lot of, like, close girlfriends.
Yeah, but, like, that you met in such a situation. Would you, like, just chill out, hang out, get a drink with a lady?
Well, this is also not even
a
friend thing. This is, like, if your older sister's friend wanted to get a drink with you.
Ooh, have you ever done that?
No. And, that's, like, I wouldn't do it unless I was into them.
Right.
Because that is weird.
Yeah, definitely.
You have an older sister.
Right.
Have you ever gotten a drink with one of her friends?
No, but I did try.
I was 14
I did.
She was 23.
I also have younger sisters, and that one's a different story.
That one's a lot more complicated. But you have gotten a drink with some of their friends.
Yeah.
Good man. And was it completely platonic and didn't mean anything?
Of course. Not platonic, but it did not mean anything.
That's toxic masculinity at its finest.
Well, that's not fair.
That's the name of the podcast you're starting, right?
It is. Thank you for shouting out my Patcast.
What's a Patcast?
The Patreon podcast.
Our toxic masculinity with Adolphus Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Toxic masculinity with Adolphus Hunt.
That was a character I created, incorrectly so. I shouldn't have done that.
Can you do a little bit of the character?
Welcome to the Hunt Zone with Adolphus Hunt. Pew! Mom, I'm coming.
He's always coming. I'm with Jeff. You can safely assume that this can get sexual, and you don't have to tell your brother until you know like what's going on.
So a half secret of sorts.
A half secret of Jorts.
At first,
yeah. Of Schwartz.
Of Schwartz.
All right, cool. That's it. That's our episode. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for advising. Thanks for emailing in. If you have your own questions or theme songs, it's all getting sent to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Once again, we're hitting the road this week. We're going to be in Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, and Texas. The classic 1, 2, 3, and then 4 in Texas move.
Yeah.
We're skipping over a lot of states. We're 3 states away.
Question 2, the people can make it up to their fiancé switching the honeymoon by, it seems like they're in Canada, go to one of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Come to a show.
So instead of New York, you fucking go to Winnipeg.
Also, I realized that first song, it reminded me of the, you know, the Drake song, like, why you always hating?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please, yeah, why you always hating?
All right, anyway, that's all.
opening one with the Butter Boys. Closing one is What the Tuck? His name is Tucker. He's 16, and he's been a hardcore fan for a long time. His SoundCloud's called What the Tuck. So thanks, Tuck, for writing in. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week.
Later.
Jake and Amir. Cheek in the beach. Juke in the boo. Luck in the park, flubbity boo, coop in the park.
Yes, dude.
Yes, dude.
You got a problem in your life. House is on fire, or your dog is your wife. Two dudes can help you, but listen clear. With your luck, it'll have to be Jake and Amir. Yeah, the show where all your wildest dreams can come true, but not really. The If I Were You podcast show, it's time to seize the cheese.
Let's do a fucking flip-flip animation, dude, man. I want to make it look like this ball's bouncing up and down.
Am I your friend, dude?
Yeah, what?
Am I your friend, Sergeant? I like you, dude.
I think, will you marry me, man?
Marry me, Serge.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.